Cori Bush, Those Claiming Black People Have Full Freedom Reject Critical Race Theory. By Hannah Blow on July 6, 2021. Representative Cori Bush, DeMo, resumed her July 4 bashing Monday, proclaiming that the same people who believe black people have full freedom in the United States are the same ones trying to prevent teaching the truth about white supremacy in our classrooms. A likely reference to the widespread rejection of critical race theory, CRT. It's not a coincidence that the people who are saying black people have full freedom in our country are the same ones trying to prevent teaching the truth about white supremacy in our classrooms, the Missouri lawmaker said one day after bashing America on the 4th of July. Proclaiming the freedom celebrated only refers to white people and declaring that black people still aren't free. She doubled down in another social media post, calling for the end of the health care, housing, and education apartheid. Notably, the 13th Amendment abolished slavery and involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted. Bush's latest assertion comes as parents nationwide begin to push back against school boards and teachers' unions as radical leftists try to make critical race theory an integral part of the K-12 education system. This month, for example, the National Education Association, NEA, the nation's largest teachers' union, opted to embrace the teaching of critical race theory, CRT, in K-12 schools and outline a plan to attack dissenters, as Breitbart News detailed. During its virtual representative assembly, held June 30 to July 3, the nation's largest teachers' union agreed to research the organization's attacking educators, doing what it referred to as anti-racist work, as well as to use the research already done and put together a list of resources and recommendations for state affiliates, locals, and individual educators to utilize when they are attacked. The union's resolution plans to have a team of staffers for members who want to learn more and fight back against anti-CRT rhetoric. NEA intends to join with Black Lives Matter at School and the Zinn Education Project to call for a rally this year on October 14, George Floyd's birthday, as a national day of action to teach lessons about structural racism and oppression. Last month, the Florida Board of Education approved a proposal effectively banning critical race theory in classrooms across the Sunshine State, as it forbids educators from trying to indoctrinate or persuade students to a particular point of view. Keisha King, a black mother of two children, spoke at Florida's Board of Education meeting last month and blasted critical race theory as fundamentally racist, as it teaches children they are in a permanently oppressed status because they are black. CRT is not racial sensitivity or simply teaching unfavorable American history or teaching Jim Crow history. CRT is deeper and more dangerous than that, she warned, explaining it promotes the teaching of a hierarchy in society where white male, heterosexual, able-bodied people are deemed the oppressor and anyone else outside of that status is oppressed. She said in part, I don't know about you, but telling my child or any child that they are in a permanent oppressed status in America because they are black is racist, and saying that white people are automatically above me, my children, or any child is racist as well. This is not something that we can stand for in our country. If this continues, we will look back and be responsible for the dismantling of the greatest country in the world by reverting to teaching hate and that race is a determining factor on where your destiny lies, King warned.